And that's us live now.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. This is David Noble and Dalgetty Bay this time. We did a live broadcast earlier on today, and I was in Aberdour, and I think John's moved from his CPD session this evening to eventually get back home. And we're delighted to be joined this evening by Professor Ian Menter, currently of the University of Glasgow. And how are you today, Ian?
I'm fine, David. Thanks very much. Nice to be with you.
And I understand you've been travelling quite a bit today. And is this in advance of your new role that you're moving on to?
Partly, yes. I'm moving to Oxford in April, and I was in London today discussing a research bid that we'll be putting on in from when I'm in Oxford. Mm-hmm. So I started the day in Glasgow, been to London, and now I'm in Worcestershire and going to London again tomorrow. There you go. Such is life.
And I understand that your kind of final, I suppose, professional engagement in your time at the University of Glasgow is coming up next week, and we decided to do just a short piece of audio tonight to promote the.
Yeah.
It sounds as if it's something that could be of interest to people working through all aspects of Scottish education. So if you wouldn't mind maybe introducing this interesting event next week.
Yeah, well, that's very nice of you, and it's certainly exciting to think it's going to be broadcast. It's being put on by a joint research group that we've been running for the last 3 or 4 years between the School of Education at Strathclyde University and the School of Education at Glasgow, and the research group's called Teacher Education and Teachers' Work. And when my colleagues in that group heard that I was leaving, they thought I couldn't leave without offering what they're calling a public lecture. So very flattered to be asked to do this, but it gives me an opportunity before I, as it were, return to work in England for a few years before I retire to reflect on the enormous learning that I've undergone since coming to Scotland in 2001 and working on a number of research projects and development activities around teacher education and teachers' work. So,
okay, yep.
I'll begin this lecture in, just in case anybody is available to come and hear it in the flesh, it'll be in the McCants building in the University of Strathclyde in Richmond Street next Wednesday, the 14th of March, starting at 6 o'clock, but there's tea and coffee available from 5:30 onwards. So it'd be lovely to see some people there. It'll just be an hour, so I'll try not to bore people too much, but I'll be reflecting on the various projects, as I say, that I've done over the last 10 years with a lot of really good colleagues, both, first of all, at the University of Paisley, as was, which is where I worked when I first came to Scotland, now, of course, the University of the West of Scotland, and then since 2004, colleagues at the University of Glasgow. Shall I just carry on, David?
I was just going to say that at some point it would be interesting to know how people kind of best go about obtaining a place at the event. But also, I'm wondering, it seems to be part of a series, or the last of a series relating, the Donaldson Report. So I'm wondering whether it does fit within that context.
Certainly part of what I'll be doing is reflecting on what we've learned. We've had this, as you say, a series of seminars looking at the Donaldson Report, and I was led the team that did a literature review for the Donaldson Report, and then Graham Donaldson's been a visiting professor, honorary professor at the University of Glasgow since he finished doing that report. So he's attended some of these seminars as well, and it's been very interesting to talk about the reforms that are going on in Scotland at the moment, not just the review of teacher education itself, but how that links in with the McCormack report on teachers' work and conditions, and also, of course, Curriculum for Excellence. So my talk will certainly be an opportunity for me to reflect on how all those things connect together and reflect on what we've learned from the seminars that we've organised over the last 3 or 4 months.
That sounds great. So maybe finally, if you're a classroom teacher or a teacher educator, you know, what would be the kind of hard sell, so to speak, Ian, in terms of why might these different kinds of people benefit from coming along? I mean, I'm certainly looking forward to possibly, you know, some networking opportunities, but what would you say would be
the
big
main
benefit?
Thing would be just to sort of take stock of where we are up to in the very kind of rapidly changing world of teachers in Scotland, and how it compares with what's happening elsewhere in the UK in particular. Because I mean, for me, coming to Scotland 10 years ago, it was enormously refreshing to see what was possible in teaching and teacher education. I mean, I know many teachers in Scotland do feel that they're working under considerable constraints, and so do teacher educators. But actually, from the experience of moving from England in 2001 to Scotland was actually a very liberating one, because we were not under the same kind of controls that English teachers and teacher educators are. So, I mean, not saying everything is wonderful in Scottish education, but there are certainly some important lessons that I hope I'm able to draw out, which may give classroom teachers and others an opportunity to just reflect on how things have been changing over the 10 years and how things are likely to develop in the years ahead. And if people do want to come along and listen, I'm sure they won't get turned away if they just turn up, but it would be helpful in terms of catering if they emailed Margaret Mitchell at Strathclyde University, and it's just margaret.mitchell@strath.ac.uk. You'd all be very welcome, anybody that does hear this broadcast or podcast, and look forward to seeing some of them there.
Okay. That's fantastic, Ian, thanks very much. And of course, the entire lecture, if the technology holds, and I'm sure it will be broadcast live on Radio Edutalk, and that would be, as I understand it, from 6 until 7 on Wednesday the 14th. So thanks again for taking time out. Hopefully you can relax now and enjoy the rest of your evening after your long day, and really appreciate you taking time out, and look forward to not only meeting you, but listening to your lecture live next Wednesday. So take care, and I'll see you then.
Thank you very much, David. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.